Yemeni forces have intercepted and shot down yet another Saudi spy drone. According to Yemeni media, surveillance drone was brought down over the kingdom's Nadran region. About a month back, another Saudi drone was shot down over Yemen. Earlier on Wednesday, a Saudi-led coalition carried out another deadly attack on the war-ravaged country, killing at least two people and injuring two others. Saudi warplanes pounded several residential areas in the provinces of Sada and Taiz. Riyadh has carried out almost daily airstrikes since it launched a war on Yemen back in early 2015. Nearly 15,600 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have been killed since then. And you can see on the bottom of your screen there, breaking news coming in. Yemeni forces say that they've struck a power station in Saudi Arabia's Jizan with a cruise missile. Joining us now out of Toronto for more on this story is Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist. Hello, Mr. Wahlberg. Pleasure to have you on the bulletin. Mr. Wahlberg, your thoughts on Yemeni forces, I mean, after 4.5 years and a huge disproportionately weaker army to what they have there over the across the border with what Riyadh has at its disposal, the most sophisticated weaponry on earth, everything he's got, they've gotten from the Brits and the French and Americans. You know, you still see Yemenis standing strong, and you see these attacks that they're carrying out on Saudi soil getting more and more sophisticated. Your thoughts?
It's incredible that they're so resilient. It's very uplifting because at the same time we have the only thing that's going right for the Saudis is the assassination of Morsi, the Egyptian still lawful president, but they were against him, he's gone. But they can't get rid of the Houthis, and they can't take over Yemen. And this is in spite of all, as you said, the UK and the US are funding and actually training the pilots. The only thing they don't do is they don't pick the targets. So they don't want to be held accountable, I guess, for if there's some kind of tribunal in the future that will look into actual war crimes, that they could say, oh, we didn't press the button. So it's the Saudis that choose or mistake their targets and cause the havoc. But also the hypocrisy, it just astounds me. The UK is openly doing all of this, and at the same time, the UN is investigating with a UK diplomat with his nice posh British accent, sounding like he knows what he's talking about. So you've got the total hypocrisy of Britain in through this whole episode. And all I can say is that the Houthi are gaining by their resilience, they're gaining the world's respect, and the Saudis are just totally humiliated and an embarrassment to themselves. So that's analysis.
And Eric, you notice every time the Yemenis carry out retaliatory attacks or strikes, regardless of where they hit and how successful they are, the Saudis always either whitewash or deceive the international community by saying they intercepted the attacks. Why is that so? Why do the Saudis not want to admit that, you know, there is a capacity to strike back by the retaliatory measures of the Yemenis?
They are incompetent, and they don't. When you're incompetent and you're proud, you don't want to admit that you're incompetent. You just have to blame the media, false alternate, what is it, false news, Trump's, or, you know, in the case of the Saudis, we actually intercepted them, even though they didn't intercept them. So,
and as the Yemenis, and Eric, as the Yemenis get stronger in their sophistication, in their strategy, and their, you know, capacity to strike back at the Saudis, will be a game changer, because obviously after 4.5 years, nothing has gotten the Saudis to back off from this, you know, impoverished nation.
The only thing that's changed is now the South is in control of the separatists. So the Saudi puppet, Hadi, he is living in house arrest in, I don't know where, in Saudi Arabia. That they pull him out every once in a while to show that he's still alive. But he is ruling over nothing. So that is the, I don't know when the ice will finally break and things will change, but they're not going to go in Saudi's favor. That's all I can say.
Thank you for joining us out of Toronto there, Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist.